This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances on Special Campaign 4.0. The interviewer is Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
The government has launched Special Campaign 4.0 to institutionalize Swachhata and reduce pendency of the grievances across government offices. To discuss more on this, we have Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, V. Srinivas, in the studio today. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir, can you elaborate on the goals, the objectives of Special Campaign 4.0 and why is it important right now?
The Special Campaign 4.0 represents the vision of the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji, for institutionalizing Swachhata and reducing pendency in government, for changing old practices, weeding out old files and papers in government offices, and better utilization of free space, improving sanitation protocols, and above all, technology adoption. The Special Campaign 4.0 seeks to build on the significant momentum achieved in the special campaigns in the years 2021, 2022 and 2023 in terms of digitization, efficient management of office spaces, environmental friendly practices, inclusivity measures, sanitation protocols and mechanisms for waste disposal. The effort for Ek Kadam Swachhata Ki Or in institutions of government has enabled a new thinking in the country that office spaces can be aesthetically beautiful and clutter-free and work environment can be enhanced.
Sir, can you elaborate what are the specific activities that are being undertaken in this phase?
The special campaigns over the years have grown in size, scale and learning paradigms. In 2023, the special campaigns were conducted in all ministries and departments, attached subordinate and autonomous offices, overseas Indian missions and posts, all public dealing ministries, including public sector banks, police stations, railway stations, post offices and public sector undertakings. Over the past 3 years, more than 4 lakh office spaces were taken up in the special campaign. 355 lakh square feet of office space was freed and ₹1,162.5 crores of revenue earned from scrap disposal. 96 lakh files were weeded out as part of the campaign. In the preparatory phase of the campaign, a dedicated portal and a digital platform, www.specialcampaign.gov.in, has been launched. The ministries and departments have been asked to identify pendency in specified categories like public grievances, record management practices, interdepartmental memos, cleanliness campaign sites, and scrap disposal. Once these targets are identified, including electronic office scrap, automobile office scrap, as also in terms of transferring and refurbishing computer equipment for schools in rural villages, the 3 R's approach for environmental friendly practices, a structured target-driven campaign will be taken up from October 2nd to 31st, 2024.
The implementation phase will start from the 2nd of the next month. So what specific strategies will be employed during that phase?
In the implementation phase of the campaign, the ministries and departments will seek to implement the targets that they have drawn up, and they will also seek to ensure that each of these objectives that have been identified for institutionalizing Swachhata and for reducing pendency in government are implemented in a time-bound manner. The leadership will be provided by the Council of Ministers, as also by the Secretaries to Government of India, and nodal officers in the rank of Joint Secretaries and Additional Secretaries have been appointed, who will coordinate with the field formations to implement this campaign on a saturation approach.
You talked about the saturation approach. This campaign also focuses on it. So can you explain how the saturation approach will work in field offices and ensure all offices are covered?
The saturation approach symbolizes meeting the aspirations of grassroots institutions and last-mile citizens. Saturation in special campaigns has been implemented in Krishi Vigyan Kendras, which has enabled outreach to farmers for adoption of vermicompost measures and parthenium-free farms. It has also brought awareness against single-use plastic, which was undertaken in campaigns that were led by Ministry of Railways at various railway stations. The plastic Rakshasa at Bengaluru railway station was posted by the Honorable Prime Minister in a tweet about the benefits of the campaign against use of single-use plastic. Efforts are on in 2024 to ensure that the special campaign reaches every office in India and abroad, both in the missions and posts, as also at last mile village level institutions.
The redressal of grievances and the reduction of pendency have been the goals of these campaigns. What innovative measures are being undertaken in a special campaign 4.0 to reduce pendency, especially in offices that deal with the public?
The special campaign 4.0 seeks to improve public trust by timely redressal of public grievances and timely disposal of pending references in government. Over the past 3 years, over 70 lakh public grievances have been redressed, and there are 101,675 grievance redressal officers who have been mapped on the CPGRAM portal. I would also like to inform that the CPGRAM portal has been rated as a state-of-the-art grievance redressal system and has been recommended for replication in many Commonwealth countries. Under the Special Campaign 4.0, a policy circular for effective redressal of public grievances 2024 has been issued, which reduces the timeline for grievance redressal from 30 days to 21 days. There is also enormous focus on improving the quality of grievance redressal and reducing the timelines of grievance redressal.
You mentioned CPGRAMs. It is a crucial interface while addressing public grievances. So would you like to elaborate more on the role of CPGRAM in this upcoming campaign?
In the past 3 campaigns, it has been seen that public grievances that have been identified and targeted have been fully achieved. 100% achievement in terms of the targets has been observed as part of the Special Campaign 4.0. The CPGRAMS has adopted 10-step reform approach which seeks inclusivity at the last mile. It has provided ease of access to citizens by being available in all regional languages using Bhashini platform. It is also one of the first digital platforms to use artificial intelligence for identifying the root cause of grievances and also the policy measures that can be taken up to ensure that the grievance redressal systems are properly in place. Inclusivity measures through use of CPGRAMs being made available at the common service centers has also been adopted. So if any citizen has any grievance during the campaign period from a rural village, he can file such a grievance from the common service centers.
You mentioned the achievements of the Special Campaign 3.0. So there would have been many lessons that the department would have learned from the Campaign 3.0. So my question is, how will these learnings, which the department got from Special Campaign 3.0, will be applied in the Special Campaign 4.0?
The Special Campaign 3.0 was implemented in 2.58 lakh office spaces, and it was significantly larger than the Special Campaign that we did in 2022. In terms of revenue earned, it was also significantly larger, earning 556 crores of revenue and ensured freeing up of 164 lakh square feet of office space. Several best practices, like the launch of the intelligent grievance monitoring systems for digitization, also in terms of use of Vidyanjali, from waste to wealth, several campaigns against single-use plastic, for efficient management of office spaces, in terms of inclusivity measures, in terms of waste and scrap disposal, as also environmental friendly measures and enhancement of office spaces like the Riju Wellness Centers, 3D printed post offices in Bangalore were witnessed. It was also seen a number of citizen-centric practices like the pensioners meet for grievance redressal, active participation of Kisan Seva Kendras by the Department of Fertilizers, and also the awareness drive for single-use plastic by distribution of jute bags by the Department of Science and Technology were witnessed. Each of these best practices were showcased as part of the Good Governance Week exhibition, which is normally held from December 19th to 24th of every year.
Sir, a lot had changed in the office spaces, especially the office culture, in respect of the cleanliness in the last decade, as our Honorable Prime Minister also focuses much on the aspect of Swachhata. So, will you like to elaborate what is the role of your department that has been in the last decade that has changed the culture of the offices?
The Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances represents the nodal department for the special campaigns. It is responsible for coordination with all ministries and departments in terms of timely management of the dedicated portal for the campaign, distribution and collation of data sets, as also formulating necessary outreach campaigns to ensure that this special campaign reaches the large smile. We are also responsible for issuing circulars in terms of the campaign timelines and undertaking an evaluation assessment post the campaign period, which is held from November 14th to 30th. So the campaign is held in three phases, September 16th to 30th being a preparatory phase when the targets for the special campaign are identified, October 2nd to 31st when the campaign is implemented, and November 14th to 30th when the assessment phase is taken up. It has been seen that there is significant improvements in terms of how office spaces are being managed. The quality of record rooms has gone up with compactors being used. The quality of files being preserved has gone up, and a number of historical documents have been preserved and conserved and have also been transferred to the Abhilekh Patal of the National Archives of India.
How your department, the DARPZ, will ensure that every office, even those at the grassroots level, is covered under this campaign?
The Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances will monitor the disposal of public grievances up to the last mile. It will also monitor and undertake assessments of the quality of the Swachhata campaign and also the efforts that have been made in reducing pendency across government offices.
How will the campaign make offices that deal with the public more responsive to the citizens and reduce delays in addressing public grievances?
There have been a number of efforts that have been initiated in this regard. The Aikar Seva Kendras have been refurbished as part of the campaign to ensure that grievance redressal, particularly in the case of taxpayers, has been pursued. An IGOT platform has been used for formulating a grievance redressal package on CPGRAMS for grievance officers of the Finance Ministry. Further, it has been seen that several ministries have initiated capacity building programs in the run-up to the special campaign for Rail Madad, which is a platform for railway grievances, as also on several other grievance platforms of the Government of India.
You mentioned the capacity building. So the role of employees and officials working on the ground is very important in making the campaign successful. So are there any provisions of imparting training to the employees?
It is very important that capacity building initiatives and specific training programs are conducted in a timely manner. I would also like to highlight the entire preparations for the campaign are being undertaken at the highest level under the guidance of the Honorable Prime Minister. And in pursuance of his direction, the Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has addressed all the Honorable Ministers of the Council of Ministers seeking their support for successful implementation of the Special Campaign 4.0. In the preparatory phase, Honorable Ministers have provided leadership and vision to the implementation modalities of Special Campaign 4.0. Special training and capacity building initiatives have been initiated in record management practices and in terms of categorization of records, preservation of records, archiving of records, accession policies, record retention schedules have all been detailed to individual officials at length. Officials have also been trained in terms of scrap disposal policies and better utilization of office spaces.
Sir, finally, being the secretary of DARPZ, what is your message to the officials and the workers who are working at the grassroots level?
As I said, the special campaigns are being implemented in pursuance of the vision outlined by the Honorable Prime Minister. They represent major steps towards achieving the objectives of Viksit Bharat at 2047. It is incumbent upon every government office and every government servant to participate in this campaign and make a deep commitment towards institutionalizing Swachhata and reducing pendency, and also to pursue the objectives of Viksit Bharat at 2047.
Thank you, sir, for explaining to our listeners about the Special Campaign 4.0.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, on Special Campaign 4.0. The interviewer was Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app News on EIR. You may share your feedback about this program through email at EIRNSDtalks@gmail.com.